This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You should check them out. Speaking of me, the way that we're kicking things off here has to do with the showdown in Washington. Almost every show, doesn't it feel like we're starting the shows that way? Elizabeth Warren shut down, accused of interloping, I'll call it, on Jeff Sessions. And how is that? It's because she started to speak during the debate over Jeff Sessions' nomination for Attorney General, and she read a scathing 86 letter that was written by Coretta Scott King that slammed the Alabama Republicans' response to blacks' voting rights efforts. So she was going on and reading this 8-page letter in full, including the passage that said anyone who has used the power of his office as United States attorney to intimidate and chill the free exercise of the ballot by citizens should not be elevated to our courts. And this was at the time what Sessions was going for and what King was trying to highlight and stop. So even though she was reading the comments about Sessions during his failed nomination to the district court, Mitch McConnell, the Senate majority leader, said, whoa, arguing that she violated Senate rules because of the motives. So that was it. They shut her down. Warren and the Democrats called McConnell's action, you know, they called it into question, basically, but the senators ruled 43-50, that was the vote, that she violated the rules, and that was the end of it. So she tweeted afterwards and said, tonight at the Senate Majority Leader silenced Mrs. King's voice on the Senate floor, and millions who are afraid and appalled by what's happening in our country. And Senator Bob Casey tweeted out, look, she was warned. She was given an explanation. Nevertheless, she persisted. Indeed. And then there was the hashtag, Let Liz Speak. So Let Liz Speak has been just blowing up all over the 140-character world. She spoke for 50 minutes. She read the 8-page letter, the comments from other critics. She argued that King's letter offered an example of public opinion on Sessions dating back to his days as Alabama's U.S. attorney and a district court judge nominee. And that was it. In reading those pages, that was the end of the line. So she was pulled. Let's put it that way. All right. A couple of other sad things are happening besides the tug of war on the Senate floor. So many in the South are suffering because of these brutal tornadoes that Mississippi, my friends in Mississippi and big supporters of this show, boy, if you're listening to me, I really feel for you because you have had one heck of a time, my friends. Really, in the last 6 months, it's been crazy. Let's go to check in on what's happening in Mississippi here on the show. Let's go to Grimm, who is in Mississippi, to talk about, you know, those tornadoes. And, of course, anybody else who wants to throw in their 2 cents, you certainly can at 855-266-5283. Let's go to Grim. Grim, how are you?
Well, I'm okay. You know, I watch them go to the north and south of me all the time. I get lucky. But, you know, playing the odds. Now, they had a lot of them down in New Orleans today. But as it was reported, thank God no life was lost, which, you know, that's the main thing, just material stuff. We had one here in Mississippi that come down just north of Jackson, kind of northeast of Jackson, and made its way towards Mobile, and it did a lot of property damage. But the one, when you lost me there for a couple of weeks, we had a real bad one. It really hurt a lot of poor people that lived in South Hattiesburg. And, you know, it went for 30 miles, and in some places it cut a swath a half mile wide, an F3. So that really did a lot of damage. And it did take, I think, what was it, 3 or 4 lives there. And quite a few injuries. But the good news, the upbeat news, is everybody in the community got together. Our local TV station, they raised almost $320,000, mostly for those people that live in South Hattiesburg that are poor. You know, I mean, this is the way you got to do it, is, you know, just love thy neighbor.
Yeah, boy, that's true. You and I have said that for a long time. And if more people would reach out, wouldn't it be just a better place? Wouldn't the world be a better place? I love that.
Well, even with the, you know, even with everything, Kate, you know, I mean, it's all in the Bible, just being a good steward. That's what it means, you know, is treat the others as you'd want to be treated, period.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you have to base the Constitution. That's why I don't get the Democrats. That's what you have to base the Constitution off, is the Bible, because that's what their beliefs were when they were writing the Constitution. I mean, they come from oppression. Underneath King, you know, they know what serfdom's about.
Yeah.
And really, that's why I had called. Really, Trump hadn't done anything, but it worries me with this Republican Congress. You know, there's a bunch in the top positions that I think they're just stifling. You know, contemplation is what they're being. And they're not getting off their butts and putting together a health care package. They're, you know, it's kind of making him look bad because he's, as you say, he's not on their ticket. He's not part of their alumni.
No, he's not part of that crew.
That's right. And this ain't being a steward. This is, you know, vanity. And it's a sin. And they'll pay for it, you know, one day. You know, I let God do his work for me. I don't know about you, but that's what I do.
It's sad for the rest of us, though. The excessive back and forth. It does. It does. Yeah. I mean, disagreement is one thing. Fighting for the right to be heard is one thing. Different opinions is one thing. But, boy, the entire time I've been on these airwaves, we have seen these episodes repeated again and again. Just by different... Yeah, different demagogues, different situations. And you're right. It's very, very sad. Thanks so much, Grim, for checking in Mississippi. Appreciate it. Coming back on the flip side, another version of We Can Count. If you want to jam in on the conversation, though, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Soma Biotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Soma Biotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Soma Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, fond of saying that it's about the numbers, and it truly is about the numbers. So let's jump to those numbers with another version of We Can Count. In case you didn't know, that he sleeps 4 to 5 hours a night. He says he never was somebody who slept for a long period of time. That was always his deal. I work long hours right up until 12 or 1 in the morning. That's what he told Bill O'Reilly on the O'Reilly Factor. He wakes up at 5 a.m. He reads the papers. He sees what's going on. He criticized the media for the lies. He said, I call it fake news. Some of the networks and some of the papers are so dishonest, the level of dishonesty where they'll take a story that should be good. I know good from bad. And he reiterated to O'Reilly, however, the deal that I started with, the number, that 4 to 5 hours sleep, that's all he gets. And they say sleep deprivation is just awful for you. But he's done it his whole life, and I know that there are people that say the same thing, that they can't sleep longer than that, and they feel fine, that it's just how they're wired. Maybe that's true for him and true for many more people than you would think. I don't know about you. I need I need 7 hours sleep. Seven-ish is good. But I know people that, boy, if they are not banking 9 hours, look out. They are nasty. They're like bears. I need sleep. 9 hours, that's a lot. 9, 10 hours? We move to actor Richard Hatch, Battlestar Galactica, that film, that TV series. He played Captain Apollo. He was 71 years old. He has died. He had a battle with, sadly, one of the worst diseases, pancreatic cancer. And, boy, Hatch's son, I guess, was with him by his side when he died. He was a California kid. He started his career in a role on All My Children. He appeared in a whole bunch of different television series, like The Streets of San Francisco, The Love Boat, that kind of stuff. He actually got a Gold Globe nomination in 79 for Battlestar Galactica, and he appeared in the rebooted Battlestar Galactica television show from 2004 to 2009. Boy, he looked really young, I have to say that, but pancreatic cancer is just a killer. I mean, think of the people that have lost their lives to, well, cancer in general, pancreatic cancer. On the list right away, I can think of Patrick Swayze, how he was fine, diagnosed, and you just knew, you could see he was getting more and more gaunt, and you knew that the end was getting closer with him. All right, let's move to more numbers. How about this? The brother of Kim Jong-un made a secret trip to see Eric Clapton. Secret trips? How do you make a secret trip? It is true. It was in London, this concert. And a North Korean government official used a cryptic disposable email address to purchase the 4 tickets for Kim Jong-choi to watch Clapton's show at London's Royal Albert Hall. The show was called Eric Clapton's 70th Birthday Celebration. I guess he's not getting locked away. He tried out with a bunch of guitars, went through some stores, etc. I guess he is a pretty good musician. He's been photographed attending Clapton's concerts in different countries, Germany, Singapore. But he wasn't seen in public since his father's death in 2011, and then he was spotted. Of course, look how long it took to find out that he really made that trip. It took, you know, a couple of years. His first Navy SEAL to become an admiral is dead at the age of 93. Think of what an incredible man this must have been. Richard Lyon was the first guy to go from a SEAL to jump up to admiral. He died Friday. His family and friends were there in San Diego, and He was a SEAL to the end, they say. Some people described him as reminding them of James Bond, that he never lost his cool, he was always kind to people, etc. And he enlisted in the Navy in the 40s. He was studying at Yale. He was one of the first to endure the SEAL training known as Hell Week, where, you know, you have the 7 days, no sleep, running, swimming, all that other stuff. He had 4 decades in the Navy, including World War II, the Korean War, and was among the first U.S. troops to enter Japan after the atomic bomb was dropped. He worked as a scout intelligence officer in northern China, later served in Korea, and was an award-winning swimmer. So he continued to surf in competitions into his 70s, they say, and he was very active in the SEAL community. And then, like I said, he jumped up to admiral. And how about that? So I like that story, actually, of tying him to the fact that he was also, and I remembered the name, he was also the mayor of Oceanside in 92 and 96. So he's really an active guy. I mean, in every single way you can imagine. He had a family. He was physically, obviously, incredibly active. And he and moved through the ranks. And then he was also active in his community. You know, what is it they say about busy people? Busy people are always the people to ask. So we move from that to the Army said Tuesday that it'll allow the $3.8 billion Dakota Access oil pipeline to cross under a Missouri River reservoir in North Dakota, clearing way for the completion of this four-state project. But the construction could still be delayed because the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, which has been opposed to the pipeline, said it's going to fight this development. The Army intends to allow the crossing as early as Wednesday, according to documents the Justice Department filed that included letters to Congress, you know, all the way on down the line. The Standing Rock Sioux, by the way, their reservation is just downstream from the crossing. They fear a leak would pollute their drinking water and would and they're going to challenge the Army's decision to grant an easement, but the details are still, at this point, being worked out. An assessment conducted last year determined the crossing would not have a significant impact on the environment. So I think there's still more of a battle brewing there. I don't think it's just going to be, okay, we're washing our hands of that. That's it. Of course not. That's going to continue. How about this? Three U.S. airlines alleged cheating by Gulf carriers on the fair trade agreement. So what does that mean? The three airlines say that United, American, and Delta Airlines got together. They penned a letter to Rex Tillerson alleging that three state-owned Gulf carriers, Qatar, Emirates included in that, are benefiting illegally from state government subsidies, putting 300,000 American jobs at risk. The airlines, the U.S. airlines, have pushed for the government to open discussions with Qatar and the United Arab Emirates over subsidies, which they allege to be more than $50 billion, but the Obama administration never took any formal action with that. So it's interesting because the U.S. has open skies partnerships with 120 other foreign partners. The agreements, as you can imagine, are bilateral, that the U.S. negotiates with other countries to create a free market environment for the airline industry. So we haven't heard the last of that, my friends, either. Hang with us. Coming up next, diving into the mailbag here on America Tonight.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 polar bears.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Full here on America Tonight. Thank you so much for sending me your thoughts. I say this all the time. I know some of you download the show, tune in, or GCNLive.com and listen to it different times a day because your schedules are all over the map. And that's great because you think about what you've heard or listened to after we've had the show, or you're listening to us live. It doesn't matter. Either way, I appreciate all those emails. And on that note, let's head to the America Tonight mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one from Sean, who says, Kate, I have to say, upon further reflection, looking at the halftime show at the Super Bowl, you know, Lady Gaga was fine. There was so much made about she was going to make a political statement, it would be anti-Trump, and all this other kind of nonsense. And then in the end, that's not what happened whatsoever. I don't think so. And good for her. The show was good. There wasn't a problem. And that was good to see, because I don't think every large audience needs to be a place where it becomes a platform to air political grievances. Does that make sense? It does make sense. Sometimes we want to just take a breath from everything, and maybe there's pressure when you feel a certain way that, okay, now I'm in this situation, I've got to use it, I've got to do it. When really, let's face it, it's a football game, for goodness sake, that we're talking about. And we're talking about being entertained at a halftime show. So, yeah, that did not happen. I guess there were some fears of it, but it didn't happen. Can we move on to this one? This one is from Joe. And Joe says, Kate, following the bouncing ball of politics, I think you were dead on right. There wasn't any problems with confirmations for the most part, and that wasn't surprising except for Betsy DeVos. And why do you think there's so much of a blowback to DeVos? I think there's a blowback to DeVos because she's in that education role, and she doesn't know the public school system. That's not her strength. Her strength isn't in that direction, you know, whatsoever. And really, traditionally, if you look in the past, the education secretaries usually have had some sort of background that lends itself to leading up our education, you know, being the Secretary of Education. And she doesn't have that. And she made the, I think, the comment about Wyoming and guns in the school to protect from grizzly bears. So public school supporters, teachers unions just gravitated toward that comment. But really, more than that just comment, is critics are looking at her lack of experience with public schools and, you know, that kind of thing. And then, of course, being opposed to school vouchers. And, you know, I'll tell you what, people always say politics, religion, never talk about them at the table. Of course, I didn't grow up that way at all. Everything was transparent, and you had to have an opinion with my mother, as I digress here for a second. But with education, it's personal. It's personal whether you have kids, don't have kids in the family, whatever it might be. There are lots of hardcore opinions about the way kids should be educated, the way money's being spent, what's happening in certain school districts. Of course, it is a hot potato, and it's not a surprise to me that who would ever jump into education secretary, who would want to be the education secretary, especially if you don't have that background, that's what you are going to get. So the whole DeVos thing just spiraled, I guess, is the best way to say it, and just took on a life of its own. And there you go. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Chuck. Chuck! And Chuck says, hello, Kate Delaney. I just want to tell you I really enjoy your show. I've been listening to you from Portland. I heard you talk about the wineries in Portland, and I appreciated that nod. Al, let us know the next time you come back up here, and especially your description of how green our area is. It's so true. No matter where you are in Portland or Oregon, it is a very green state, the other kind of green. So thanks. It is the other kind of green, and some of the other green, too. Yes, to me it was dramatic. It knocked my socks off the time that I was there. The couple times that I've been there is just, again, how pretty it was, how green. I was thinking this when I remember making that comment. Portland, Washington, Northern California. I've been around Colorado. A lot of you have been around Colorado. And just recently when I was in, this past summer, Sedona, Arizona, after you come out of Sedona, Arizona, there's this beautiful forested area. And these views that you see from these mountaintops are just incredible. Yeah, I always think of the ocean, but there's something soothing about mountains. There is. And I spent some time as a kid in, you're going to laugh, please don't laugh, in the Poconos. And people always think of those cheesy heart-shaped tubs and people running up for honeymooning in the Poconos. But actually, it's beautiful. There's areas that are beautiful in the Poconos. And I spent some time there, and it was always fun because I realized, I guess, besides the ocean, I really like the mountains, too. So anyway, thanks for the comment. We move on. We move on to this one. This one is from Vince. I don't remember Vince. Hello, Vince. I don't remember you ever emailing us before. Kate, looking at what's going on in the world today, I have to tell you, I don't care who became president. We are at a very tenuous point in our history with, I think, a nation that is more polarized than ever. And I don't care if Donald Trump came around or not. I think it still would have been a very polarizing election, perhaps not as much, but I do think it still would have been that way. And we're at a point, as I mentioned, in our history where there are fears over attacks. We saw what happened in Orlando and Paris and in other areas, the threat of lone wolves. what we see happening around us border-wise, whether you're anti-immigration, pro-immigration, which is almost a ridiculous term. I heard our local newscasters discussing immigration, and I think it's illegal immigration versus legal immigration. It is a really, I think, challenging time. Do you agree? Of course. I think the entire time I've been on the air, we've been talking about how challenging the world is now. It's a different world. The speed of technology, cybersecurity, hackers, again, the world that we deal with, more isolation with people, the technology uses for potential terrorism, and then the threats that we receive growing up in this era, tough for kids more than ever. Makes me so sad when I hear about suicides and pressure and how many pills kids are on and how many are diagnosed with, you know, ADHD or something else. And the world's just spinning so fast and we're all hanging on. And, you know, it's in one way when I say that, technology is also a great thing because technology has helped save lives more than ever. We get from point A to point B faster when we need to. So like in cases of emergency, as much as there are horrific uses for cell phones and ridiculous things happening when people aren't paying attention to where they're walking, where they're driving because they're focused on the cell phone, there are other times when the cell phone has saved people's lives. The pinging of the cell phone, or you're lost somewhere and you call, and, you know, so for every negative, then we can also look at the other side of that. I guess that's the problem with blanket statements. But yes, it is a much trickier time than, in a different way, than decades ago. Quickly, one more. This one is from Hare. Looking at what's happening in our country, Kate, do you think that we'll see more protests than we've ever seen in modern times? I really feel as though every single time I turn on the tube, somebody is protesting something. I don't know, interesting observation, but I would have to go back, and of course, this isn't my time. I wasn't around then, except for the very, I guess, tail end of it. But the Vietnam protests, it seemed to me in all the footage I've seen that there were a lot of Vietnam protests that were going on. And if I'm going to compare eras, it's funny. It's just like looking at the last, email. If I'm comparing eras, I can see pros and cons, and I could tell you, okay, during this campaign in Vietnam, there were more protests, or then there was a lull, we didn't see protests. It depends on what the issue is, and it depends on, are we talking about cities across the border? Are we talking about one city that is, you know, getting a lot of protesting? If you're talking about, when I say that, meaning like in Washington, protesting in front of the White House is practically an everyday occurrence, no matter who's in the White House. But it could be a few signs, or it could be huge. And so that's a little bit different than every giant city and every nook and cranny is protesting immigration, or they're protesting the presidency, or they're protesting X, Y, Z. It does seem like there are a lot of protests. We are only a little over a month into, you know, we're in our second month of the year, so that remains to be seen. But that'd be tough to measure that. I would say Vietnam and now to me, but this is my lifetime, we seem to have more protests than ever. All right, thanks for all those emails. Remember, keep them coming, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. We're talking brain and humor and some fun stuff coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don, the world is so full of a number of things. I'm sure we should all be as happy as.
But are we?
No.
Definitely no. Positively no. Decidedly no.
Short people have long faces, and long people have short faces. Big people have little humor, and little people have no humor at all.
And in the words of that immortal bard, Samuel J. Snodgrass, as he was about to be led to the guillotine, make them laugh, make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh?
Time for the monthly conversation with Dr. John Molitor, president of the NSA. John, I have a question for you. This is so important. Are you funny?
I think I am, but most people don't associate me with being funny. And I think the beauty of humor or being funny is there's so many different ways that one can be funny. So I try to find my own way in this area.
But even in academics, which is your background, I'll say, and maybe that's why people don't think you're funny, or let's say they don't assume you're going to be funny, even if you're in the most serious, I'll call it lecture, because lecture and more free-form speaking can be different. Extemporaneous speaking is different. We know there's different forms of it. But if you're in an academic setting and then you throw in some funny, I bet that that works with that room, doesn't it?
Oh, it's the bar is set so low that you could probably use the lowest form of humor and people would be like, wow, he told a joke or he cracked a joke or he did something, you know, word pun. So, again, it's probably going to be matched to the setting itself, but I think it's critical. Humor for me in so many ways is also a means to let the brain either reset itself or to give the brain brain a break. Because if you're teaching something or you're communicating some concept to your audience, the brain probably can only take so much. And so humor becomes a very nice way to allow it to go, oh, okay, I can rest a little bit now because the person's telling a funny story or they're breaking up the content in that way. So humor can be used very effectively in that regard. Same thing, you don't have to go tell a joke. You could do it on using certain slides. You could be your own visual. You could change your voice up. So lots of different ways to use humor to give the brain a chance to rest. And then it's like, okay, back to content. And then the brain will refocus.
And for the speaker, too, so that's the same thing. That's what you're saying as well. Then the brain refocuses. You sort of have that little break. But don't you think it also cuts, I don't want to say the tension, but it changes the mood a little bit in the room?
Absolutely. My sense is many audiences look to the speaker or the presenter to go, all right, well, what are we supposed to be feeling today or even thinking today? And so we've all seen presenters who come across so serious, and then the audience sort of feels like, I have to be really serious. And versus if they are going to be playful or that, you know, yes, this is a serious topic, but I'm also going to use humor to break the tension or to say, you know, we're all part of the human condition. We're all part of this thing called humanity, and the humor is just part of life, and we need to make sure that we're role modeling that when we're presenting.
Do you ever feel like I sometimes really feel for the presenters when I think they're trying to be funny? Because certainly in our organization, there's a lot of fabulously funny people that are naturally funny. And you mentioned it, there's different forms of humor. And then there's kind of the selling of humor. And people that just don't feel comfortable decide they have to tell a joke. They have to come up with a punchline. They have to think of something funny. And the pressure to be funny, I believe sometimes it's not authentic and it ruins what the speaker is actually trying to do.
Yeah, most of us can tell when someone is trying to be funny versus be funny. And I think the old adage of be yourself, know yourself, applies here too, because you have to know what type of humor you're comfortable with. Some are going to be comfortable with slapstick. Others are going to be with puns. Others are going to be with the story that has humor sprinkled throughout. So I would just say, find the way that you're most comfortable, because that's going to come across to your audience. Remember, if the audience is looking at you to say, well, what am I supposed to be in the audience? And you're like being very natural because that's your style. People actually will adjust to that and accommodate that. But if you're trying to be somebody else, it usually comes across as slightly off. And I think that's one of the worst things you can do as a presenter, is if you're coming slightly off, then the audience is going to go, this doesn't feel right. And then at that point, if their brains are going, this doesn't feel right, they're not hearing what you're saying, they're not going to hear your content, they're really not going to pay attention to your topic.
That's so true. I've seen that happen. And I've seen people, sadly, then they get so disengaged with the speaker, they slip out of the room. Oh, and that's a terrible feeling when you start to see those numbers add up. And, you know, if one or two people leave, they've got to run to something else. It depends on where you're speaking. But when you see a mass exodus, oh, that's got to be tough.
And then I think what happens is when that happens is then people start to get inside their brain and start going, oh, they're leaving. Did they not like that? Did I do something wrong? And then same thing starts to happen, is now you're off track as the presenter because you're inside your brain versus I'm here to share, I'm here to provide information, I'm here to whatever your topic is. You lose that because now the brain is processing while people are leaving, what's going on. And then you start going, maybe I'm not that funny. I shouldn't have done that. Why did I even try that? And we find that it's a downward spiral.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever tell a joke that you thought was just killer and it didn't work?
Oh, all the time. You know, and again, everybody knows it's sort of our classic lines, you know. I don't say it out loud, but I think to myself, well, that one was for me. I'm so sorry. They didn't get that one. I thought it was great. But the other thing I don't do, and I've seen speakers do this, is they call attention to it. And then to me, it's like that downward spiral again. It's like I've heard speakers go, you know, that was a really funny joke I just told you. And the last group I told it to killed themselves laughing, and you guys didn't, which the message becomes something's wrong with you. And probably not the message you want to send to your audience. But half the time, I tend not to tell jokes. And there may be observations, or so even if they don't laugh, it's like it's no big deal. I just move on. And then, I've also had people come up afterwards and say, that was hysterically funny. And I'm thinking, but you didn't laugh. And then I have to remind myself, yeah, people demonstrate, you know, their laughter in many different ways. Obviously, if it's external, we like that. But a lot of people just sort of chuckle to themselves. And they get it, and they like it, but they just don't give the same energy or output as those that are laughing out loud.
Yeah, a couple of good points that people don't always display what they're thinking or feeling. And what you said also about groups. Every group is different. So you have this great killer line or slide or some observation that's funny and it works with 10 groups, and then you go to a different group and it just doesn't work. You have to have that ability to, as you also said, move on, correct?
Absolutely. And the other one I've noticed is that sometimes in the pre-speech, when I'm talking to the meeting planner or the person setting up the event, is I'll ask them, is there someone in the group that the audience looks to decide how the audience is going to react? So I've been at a couple of sessions where it's pretty clear. It's almost like you say something and their heads all swivel, boom, and then they're looking at the person to see if he or she is laughing. And if he or she is, then they laugh. It's a really funny dynamic. But there are, you know, it's a small group, but, you know, I had to learn that one the hard way, too, just to say, all right, if that person thinks it's funny, the audience will, too. It's a very bizarre feeling when you're the presenter when that happens.
Oh, I like that. That's kind of like you just gave me a visual of, I think of in the Navy when somebody salutes and they say, permission to come aboard. You look over at the person, permission to laugh.
Exactly. Okay now.
Can I? I guess I can. I can giggle. This was a lot of fun. Dr. John Molitor, president of the NSA. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Kate.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.